I apologize in advance. Look into his eyes. Look into his eyes.
And that's an easy thing for short-term politicians, short-term thinker politicians, to say, oh, we'll get rid of the price. They don't talk about the fact that they're also going to get rid of that check, the Canada Carbon Rebate, that puts more money in the pockets of the vast majority of Canadians. And they don't have a plan, or they don't talk about how they're going to actually use the heavy hand of government through regulations or through subsidies or some other way to pick winners and losers in the economy, as opposed to trusting the market. Now, your question, Rick, is sort of, well, that all makes sense. Why are so many people still against it? Well, you know, that's a question we all have to ask. But my job is not to be popular. My job, although it helps, my job is to do the right things for Canada now and do the right things for Canadians a generation from now. And that's what I've been focused on. And yeah, it's not always popular. But I know that doing the right things today that support people today, that deliver that better future a generation from now, two generations from now, is going to make a huge difference in the path we take forward.
It's an amazing thing. Now that you appreciate, when you promise things that are to come in a generation or two generations, A, you're no longer going to be in power to deal with the consequences of having been wrong. And you can promise the world without having to deliver so much as a grain of sand in real time. Déguisant. Don't do that, Viva. Not only are we starting with the gag, I'm replaying the gag. I got to highlight two points in here that are just, it takes balls. I mean, give Trudeau credit. He's got political balls to come up and say the idiotic things that he says to the world. First of all, I've watched this many times now. Look at everybody in the background. They're all like, I can't believe this idiot's in charge.
And that's an easy thing for short-term politicians, short-term thinker politicians. Mm-hmm. They say, oh, we'll get rid of the
rolled up sleeves. He's pulling the Obama.
They're also going to get rid of that check.
They're going to get rid of the check.
Canada Carbon Rebate that puts more money in the pockets of the vast majority of Canadians.
The Canada Carbon Rebate, people. It's Lisa Simpson out of the future episode where she becomes president. And she's asking Milhouse, how do we disguise this tax with a word that will make people less offended by the tax? And then Milhouse says, you know, you can call it the colossal money grab. She's like, no, you see, that has the same problem. How about a temporary refund adjustment? At least he got it right this time. What do you call it?
That puts more money to get rid of that check.
That check.
The Canada Carbon Rebate. More money in the pockets of the vast majority of Canadians.
It puts more money in the pockets of the vast majority of Americans. Where did that money come from, you dumb bum? It's just buy the votes. Hey, they want to take away your check. What do we call it now? The Canada Carbon Rebate. We're putting money into your pocket. Where did it come from? Who knows? How much did it impact the cost of goods? Who knows? What's it going to do for the environment? Who knows? We'll get to you in two generations. In the meantime, regulate. It puts money back in the pockets of Canadians. We pay, 80%, 20% of the Canadians pay 80% of the taxes. You're taxed up the freaking wazoo. Puts more money back into your pockets after we've taken it out of your pockets, lined our pockets with it, and given you back 10 cents on the dollar we stole from you. But wait, there's more. Then I'll stop, I promise.
And they don't have a plan, or they don't talk about how they're going to actually use the heavy hand of government.
The heavy hand of government. What time is it? It's 12:04. Can I swear? I shouldn't swear. I've already sworn at Justin Trudeau. We'll get to that. He's accusing other people, other members, other political parties of using the heavy hand of government. They tell you what they're doing in their accusations of others. They tell you their strategy in their critiques of others. Confession through projection, accuse your enemy of doing what you are doing so as to create confusion. I mean, they've implemented mercy killings in Canada, a Nazi era tactic. It's very fitting that they use a Joseph Goebbels propaganda tactic. Accuse your adversaries of doing what you are doing so as to create confusion. Good morning. You know what's really pissing me off, people? Upsetting me? That clock, I don't know how it gets wrong. I set it up so that it was minute on point. And it is no longer on point. All that to say, I know that it's the afternoon, so good afternoon, East Coast. Good morning, West Coast. Top of the evening to you, Australia. No, it's in the morning there. How's everything going? We had to start with a little Justin Trudeau gaggery because we're going into the downfall. I mean, be happy that there's not cannibalism on the streets of Canada yet. And by the way, so nobody fact checks me and says Viva spreading disinformation. The rumorings that there's cannibalism going on in the utter chaos of the collapse of Haiti, unconfirmed. There was a video going around which shows what it looks like it shows, cannibalism. Allegedly, apparently, that video is from a couple of years ago. So don't worry, people. There was cannibalism going on in Haiti back when there was law and order. Surely there's no cannibalism going on now that the entire country is collapsing. So it's a disputed fact as to whether or not there is cannibalism occurring right now. That video that you saw, well, that was from 2 or 3 years ago. And things have gotten much better in Haiti. So don't worry about it. Oh, and Florida, America, prepare for an influx of asylum seekers. They're not illegal immigrants anymore. Asylum seekers. Bam. Asylum. Laws no longer apply. Bam. No longer illegal immigrants. No longer illegal aliens. Bypass it all. Everyone who comes to another country illegally is an asylum seeker. Say the words, Bart. Say the words. So we're not yet at the stages of eating faces in Canada. But it's not much better. You're like, okay, I'm neurotic. Everybody knows this. It's a curse and it's a blessing because, you know, it makes you second guess even yourself before putting things out there. I came across a video, not from the original source, and I'm like, well, that's absurd. And then I say, well, that's so absurd, it has to be fake. Then I say, well, okay, it looks kind of real. Maybe I'm going to go try to find the source of the video. If it says CTV News, I'm going to try to go get it from CTV News, a tweet from CTV News, not somebody reposting the video. Maybe it's a deep fake and they slap on City News logo on it. But when you hear this, although a lot of people have heard it because it's been reposted close to 10,000 times in the context of two tweets, when you hear this, your jaw is going to drop and you're going to want to go and get the keys to your car and just leave them in the ignition with a sign on your front door that says, please steal, but leave me alone. Listen to this. It's real. It can't. I pulled it from the CTV News tweet. So I'm satisfied that it's not a deep fake. I'm satisfied that it's not a fake video. I'm satisfied that it's not some sort of super edit taken out of context. And then I feel comfortable to share. You thought you were going to gag with Justin Trudeau? I present to you the fall of Canada.
There's also updated advice for all vehicle owners, a message echoed by Toronto police speaking at an Etobicoke safety meeting last month. Constable Marco Ricciardi had a new message for vehicle owners who keep their fobs in Faraday pouches.
A new message for vehicle owners. That's for pretty much everyone. I'm not trying to be like an elitist aristocrat. Everybody owns a car. The vast majority of adults own cars. Here's a message for vehicle owners who keep their fobs in Faraday pouches. Well, I don't know why anyone would do that in general, but let me just start again.
There's also updated advice for all vehicle owners. A message echoed by Toronto police speaking at an Etobicoke safety meeting last month. Constable Marco Ricciardi had a new message for vehicle owners who keep their fobs in Faraday pouches.
Pausing it. Fire this
man. To prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them that they're arresting have guns on them, and they're not toy guns. They're real guns. They're loaded.
That's why Galinsky says they will be installing the door stops and taking YPR's advice seriously. But she'd like more action from police as well.
Taking YPR, York Police, YRP, was it YPR? She's taking the police recommendation seriously. Give them your shit, people. And don't give them an excuse to, they only want to steal your stuff. They don't want to hurt you because the criminals who are breaking the law, sure, they don't want to hurt you. They just want your car. They just want your stuff. Easy enough for them to get your stuff. Then they're going to hurt you. Oh, and what did he say? They're carrying guns. I thought guns were illegal in Canada. Someone should tell those criminals they're not allowed having guns. They're storing ammunition illegally. You can't store a loaded firearm.
The possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else.
I'm sorry. What are you, Mr. Pitcher, whatever your name is? Are you a criminal whisperer? I hear their thoughts. They don't want to kill you like two people just got shot dead on the streets in Toronto yesterday. They don't want to physically assault you. They just want your... Oh, It's like Neil Patrick Harris from Starship Troopers. He's touching their brains of the criminals. Like, they only want your stuff, so give it to them. Because why?
That they're arresting have guns on them, and they're not toy guns. They're real guns. They're loaded.
That's why Galinsky.
Here's an idea. Do your freaking job, police officer. Here's an idea to Justin Trudeau. Did I close it? I closed it. Do your freaking job. Here's a wild idea. You know, throwing things out there. Let people defend themselves? Is that a possibility anymore? Let homeowners defend their property? Let homeowners announce to violent criminals that, no, I will not be leaving my fob at the front door for you to steal my shit? And then I ask the question legally, if you facilitate theft, you think your insurance company is going to cover the loss of your car? I'm sorry to hear about your loss. So what happened? Well, I listened to the police officer and left the keys at the front door, and then someone stole my car. Yeah, so I'm going to have to go ahead and deny coverage because you're a moron. But the government said to do it. Yeah, well, then maybe you should go ask the government to compensate you with the taxpayer dollars that they took from you to provide services that they're not providing anymore. I love this. I love this one. They're only breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. Okay, they're breaking in your home to steal your valuables, but they don't want to hurt you. Okay, they want to hurt you, but they don't want to rape you. Okay, they want to rape you, but they don't want to kill you. Okay, they want to kill you, but they don't want to kill your children. Okay, they want to kill you and your children, but they'll do it quickly and painlessly if you don't put up a fight. This is Justin Trudeau's Canada. Go F yourself, Justin Trudeau. And I actually said that in so many words in another one. Nonviolent criminals breaking into your home with loaded firearms, but don't worry, just give them your stuff and they'll spare you. Surely, surely, because they're law-abiding criminals. Link. Two tweets. Said I haven't said it in a long time, Justin Trudeau, but fuck you. This is an absolute in real time destruction of a nation. I didn't see the episode of South Park, but I read some of the comments and like, yeah, socialism. We're at the stage of socialism now. Accept victimization. Well, yeah, could be worse. Could be worse. Their guns are loaded. They're not toy guns. We're not doing our jobs, is what he's telling his citizens. They're armed criminals, and they've got guns, and you don't. I mean, I was going to make a joke. It's almost too sinister, you know. They probably have their hunting licenses because, you know, all these Canadians sitting in their homes leave your fob at the front door for armed criminals. Well, they're sitting ducks. So, you know, maybe the criminals are going to say, well, we got our license. We're duck hunting. It's wild, people. I had to rant about that. Why even lock your car doors then, Sid? Say, well, here's reality. I used to live in Westmount in Montreal, you know, one of the lower Westmount, but it's one of the, you know, nicest municipalities with the highest GDP, whatever. Every time I would leave the car unlocked, it would get rummaged through. I don't care. I don't care. And rather than rummage through the car and not break the window, but it's wild. And, you know, in San Francisco, they say, leave your windows down, just drive convertibles. Hey, everybody, get a convertible, but it has to be electric. Get a convertible. Leave the windows down. Let whomever go sleep in your car do what they did in that movie. The other guys have a party in the backseat of your car. But that's it. You know, just make it accessible so that when the crime happens, hopefully it will be nonviolent. Woo! All right. Are we live across the interwebs? Ooh, I didn't refresh on Rumble. Are we live on Rumble? Okay, we're live on Rumble. It just seems that the viewer count is off. So that's let me just make sure here. We got good stuff on the menu tonight. We got Trump fake news. I mean, you're gonna see this. At first I thought it was Democrats posting this highly edited. At first I thought it was Democrats, and I think it was. But now, and I also realize I'm on the wrong mic. That's annoying. Yeah, I'm on the default mic. Whatever. Yeah. Oh, yeah, mic check. Well, that entire intro, people, had the wrong mic. Very tinny, but whatever. What was I just about to say? So are we live across the interwebs? It looks like we are, but the viewer count, not that I care, is off on Rumble. We're live on Rumble. That's good. Okay. And new hotness. Hold on. Let me see if my mic is too hot. Or maybe that was just talking about. Okay, good. Mic is good. The mic is good. Okay, I'm getting this here. And we are live on vivabarneslaw.locals.com. For anybody who is new, I'm looking at the comments on Locals. I know that our Locals community, if I had to guess, is a heavily armed community. I mean, everyone in America, I mean, at least in the state where I live and the states with which I fraternize, are you appreciate the value of an armed society as a polite society on the one hand, and also, no joke, when I walk the dog and I see some people have very funny signs on their doors and it says, beyond this point, you're no longer a visitor, you're hard to practice. Or so there's another one, a joke about ammunition. I can't really read it, and I'm not getting too close to the house to read it. So we are live on YouTube, Rumble, and vivabarneslaw.locals.com. For those of you who are new to the channel, I'm exclusive with Rumble. So what we do is we start on all three platforms, and then at some point we vote with our dollars, we vote with our feet, and we make our way over to the free speech platform, Rumble, which Rumble is going to be in the discussion today when we talk about the TikTok bill, because I had some revelations before going live, and I don't think I'm totally stupid or totally wrong or totally fantastical for having these intellectual musings. We're going to talk about the TikTok bill. We're going to talk about Donald Trump. We're going to talk about Lemon dropped. I was very happy when I came up with that. Don Lemon, the whiny little biatch that he is, coming out and before his show is even airing, claiming to have been terminated by Elon Musk. I was skeptical from the beginning, not the least of which reasons is that Don Lemon is a, as far as my experience following him for years goes, is a dishonest scoundrel who can't be trusted any further than you can throw him. Don Lemon, if you want to do an interview, you can come on and I'll type this in real time because I've got the receipts to show instances where you were overtly dishonest and arguably worse. Puts out a post, I've been canceled by Elon Musk. Well, that doesn't smell like a, you know, an attention-grabbing hit piece, but we'll get there. Before we get there, for everybody who sees these beautiful things called Super Chats or Rumble Rants, YouTube takes 30% of this. If you want to support the channel, there are these... So people are saying my microphone is cutting out. Hold on. Does anyone else experience my microphone cutting in and out? Audio... Mike keeps cutting out. What a sack of crap this thing is. It's one. We're going to go back here. We're going to do the mic check. This is great. Default. Now we're back to. Okay, well, it's good at least it has not been cutting out on substantive stuff. Yes, keeps cutting out. Okay, let me go now and listen to myself as we try to figure this out. To myself on Rumble. Good, gotcha, has clipped in and out. No, there, it just did it again. That's when you move. All right, peeps. Sorry, we're going to go back to this. No, now it's cutting out still. Just use sign language. Okay, I'm back. And it's not cutting out. Now it sounds better. Wiggle the cord. Yes, Viva obviously doesn't pay attention to chat. Audio is off. No, it is cutting out still now. No, the audio is still cutting out. Your audio is fine. Tell them to refresh their pages. Okay. We're going to go like this and I'll figure it out afterwards. Elon is, hold on, I'm going to put that on pause. Chat, you'll tell me, and I'll go to locals to make sure, but you'll tell me. Elon is becoming the thing he claimed to be, the thing he claimed to be fighting against. The more he censors people to create an echo chamber, the more hypocritical he becomes. I don't know who he's been censoring recently, if there's a new incident, but okay. Viva, just be careful what you say. You do great work. Do not fall. You have to be extremely careful what you say very soon, which is so disgusting. There's no freedom of speech anymore. I'm always very, very careful. I'm very careful with what I say. And I'm very careful with what I eat. So hold on. People are still saying there's... Well, now I don't want to get conspiratorial, but Mike, and so it can only be a couple of other things. Let me just go over to Rumble and see what's going on here. Everyone in Rumble says cuts in and out along with lagging. Cuts in and out with lagging. Audio is not synced with video. Issues on both locals and Rumble. What do I do? Do I reboot the stream? That's going to be a pain in the neck. Okay, stay here. Give me 1 second. I'm going to refresh my StreamYards. Maybe it's that, and I'll come right back in. Reload site. I'm going to lose. What am I going to lose here? The logic is telling me that this is going to make no difference in terms of rebooting this, but let's just see if the audio is any better now. So this is not a tech issue on my end. Don't anyone Viva Boom. Okay. I'm listening to myself on locals, and I do not see any audio cutting in or out. I see nice. No, it just went out right there. Nope. Okay, good. No, it's good now. It's good now. I'm putting on pause. We're good. Chat, you'll let me know. Now, as I was saying, I'm very careful with what I say. And I'm also very careful with what I eat because my body, I can't pretend that my body's a temple anymore because I may have done some stupid things with it once upon a time. But I can tell you one thing. I eat healthy. I exercise. I get sunlight. And one of the cornerstones of a healthy diet is getting your daily servings of raw fruits and vegetables. Most people don't get them. You're supposed to have between 5 and 7 servings of raw fruits and vegetables a day. Why? Antioxidants. Yeah, I got mine on my table right in front of my desk. Antioxidants, fruits, immunity. Most people do not even have their 5 to 7, but even if you do, healthy habits to replace unhealthy habits. Instead of sucking down a disgusting sucralose diet aspartame toxic drink in the afternoon, one spoonful twice a day in a cup of water. It tastes delicious. It's got one serving of fruits and vegetables, all the antioxidant power per spoonful. It's USDA approved or certified. Let me see here. It's USDA organic certified because it's a food, not a supplement, and not an extract. One spoonful twice a day gets your stomach gut going, boosts your immunity, you get all the nutrients, and it's a healthy habit that should be used to replace unhealthy habits that we all have. Fieldofgreens.com. Go to Field of Greens right here. It brings you to Brickhouse Nutrition. Promo code VIVA. You'll get 15% off your first order and free rush shipping. And it's not made out of people. It's delicious. It looks like swamp water because it is this. It's food that is mixed in water. But swamp water is the water of life where animals go to make babies, nutrient-rich, oxygen-rich, and it's beautiful. Field of Greens is actually pretty good. It tastes delicious, Little Rock. And that's it. And it's a good habit. It's like the broken light bulb theory where just doing something that you know is beneficial will make you feel better and it will have a chain of sequence of events into other aspects of life. But exercise, eat healthy, sunlight. I've been told that I do it anyhow, but walking barefoot on grass is good for you. I mean, I realize I do all these things when I get up early, get the sun, walk the dog barefoot. I'm the neighborhood crazy person. And it feels good. All right, people.
Moving on. What do I want to say? Let me see. I want to do a short one. We're going to do a short one, and then we're going to go over to Rumble. Okay. I'm trying not to generalize, but I will say that I have noticed as a predictive mechanism that when people are spreading anti-Trump disinformation on Twitter, if they are not the Democrats I know, the blue checkmark legacy medias that I know, they end up actually being, I'm going to call them purported DeSantis supporters, because I don't even think anybody who truly supported DeSantis would be acting like this at this point in time on the interwebs. So I see this tweet. I saw it yesterday, and I think it was a TDS Democrat. I couldn't find it today, but I found another one today. Let me just see something here. Is this the one? Here we go. So you see this video. People are saying, oh, my God, look at Trump. He's a disgusting pervert. One person called Trump a dirty old man. Another is like, this is the Republican nominee for president. And we look at it. There's no audio, which is curious. Looks like he's just oogling a girl. Ooh, ooh. And oh, that was it. That was an even harder edit. I didn't know that. Ooh. Hey there, young lady. Ooh. Cut. By the way, pay attention to the ooh and then the cut. Ooh. Ooh. And then they cut. By the way, he says something right after there. Oh, by the way, in case you're an idiot, there is audio to this video. It takes a few seconds to find. It took me a few seconds to find, but I said I need to understand the context. Is Donald John Trump turning into what that 7-second clip could lead people to believe is an elderly pervert who's staring down young ladies with very fine physiques and saying, ooh, probably not. You effing morons, whoever thinks that that was possible. Here.
His power over us grows stronger yet.
Remember the 6-second clip.
And Putin's turn from you. They glance behind the
oh, oh, ooh. That's good. Oh, I'm sorry. Ooh. And what's the next part? That's good. Ooh, that's good, because she just hit, I guess, an impressive high note. Now, I happen to not like this as a style of music, but I can appreciate she's got a beautiful voice. This is Mar-a-Lago, by the way. That roof is $18 million.
You're on, Mr. President.
And notice the very presidential peck on the cheek, and not the perverted presidential sniffing your hair and talking about your leg hair. So yeah, if you see this, by the way, at any point today, call them out and make sure they understand that they are either willingly or unwittingly spreading disinformation. That is right. He is not smelling your kids. A very respectful peck on the cheek. Ooh, she's got a good... I wish she had... I just got distracted because I wish the sound wasn't working. A very respectful peck on the cheek. Ooh, she's good when she hits a high operatic note. It's discouraging, because it either requires laziness or malice or a combination of the two, not just in the OP, but in everybody who willingly goes along believing something that on its face is patently preposterous. Viva is such a partisan hack. Yeah, Trump isn't perverted at all, Aaron Taylor. I can't tell if this is sarcasm or not. Partisan. Yeah, you show me Trump getting a back massage from one of Epstein's victims. You show me a montage of Trump sniffing girls. All that you have is a picture of Trump on a plane with Epstein that's Photoshopped that idiots run with and believe. Hey, Viva, I hope all is well. I'm just curious, how do you feel about Chris Cuomo being hired by Valuetainment? I'm glad you asked, Shane Mass. Chris Cuomo, then we're going to end on this and we're going to go over to Rumble. Chris Cuomo arguably could be on the verge of a red pill, not revolution, but what's the word I'm looking for? Rebirth? Chris Cuomo could be on the verge of a revelation. He might be on a path to redemption. He might be able to attract infiltrate, but you know, politically influence a crowd that might now be listening to Chris Cuomo, who might end up voting for Trump. So there's political, practical use to it. If he's got an audience, there's financial use to it, economic interest to it, to bring him on. Diversity of thought is an important thing, even if you don't agree with the person. And so in as much as I loathe Chris Cuomo, he's a proven liar, lying about quarantine, lying about the incident with the biker, I think. I forget what that was. His brother is arguably a mass murderer. He arguably conspired with his brother to minimize that mass murder. But he might be on the path to some form of red pill redemption. He might be able to bring in an audience, and he might be able to reach a new audience. So I don't agree with not platforming people, even if you disagree with them. It seems that he might be coming around, but I'll say this out loud. There can only be redemption after there's an apology. And what's the word? Taking responsibility for what you've done, repenting, and vowing to do better. It seems he's on his way to do that. We'll see. Viva works with Cuomo, so now, of course, you will grift with him. I should not pay attention to trolls. Yeah, no, I don't work with Cuomo. I don't even work with Valuetainment. I do the frequent appearances on The Unusual Suspects with Vinny Oceana and a great gang, and I'll continue to because I like it. But the bottom line, no. Chris Cuomo, to the extent that he is reformed, time will tell. If he doesn't bring in an audience, if he breaches the trust, I don't think PBD would keep him. But I do think he's got to apologize for the things that he's done. Whether or not he's beyond redemption or whether or not it would be crocodile tears, a faux apology. I might not believe it. I might not ever trust him again. But there has to be room for redemption and room for forgiveness. Otherwise, okay, enjoy walking through life with endless enemies that can never be changed. I agree with you. It's part of the 12-step process. You cannot have redemption without making amends with those that you've harmed. It's not Chris Cuomo that had his nipples pierced. It's his brother. What's his brother's name? Governor Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo's the one with the nipple ring, apparently, from a picture. And then we got here, Elon invite Don Lemon into his house, and Don proceeded to take a steaming poo on the living room floor. Well, speaking of poos, let's do it. We're going to get into that subject. Viva Fry, Fanny is being suited by an agency for failing to provide FOIA. Oh, that might have been, yeah, dude, there's so much in there. Viva Frozen Audio. I'm telling you, it's either internet or it's StreamYard or it's YouTube, but it looks good. I'm listening to it on Rumble. All that to say, people, you might want to go watch it on Rumble. Come over to Locals. Come over to Locals. I hear myself. No, it's good. We're good on Locals. Put on pause. So we're going to go over to Rumble right now because YouTube has had enough of our eyes, our dollars, our value. And Rumble is the place where we want to vote with our eyes, our feet, and our dollars. Link to Locals. We're going to talk about that steaming poop that Don learned. He's just an ass. He's a pretentious, arrogant ass. And he's also a liar because I do believe he lied in his explanation as to what happened. We'll get there as we get over to Viva Fry on Rumble. But before we do that, I'll just give these two super chats a read. Crumble France. And then we're going to move over. The Terrace Parabus says Field of Greens does everything but comb your hair. It's good. And then your microphone keeps cutting out. Iron Wolf, I think we've resolved that, but I don't think it's my microphone. So I think there's lagging issues and whatnot. So what we're doing right now, making sure I got all of these. Okay, good. And I hope that answered your question, Shane Mass. So we'll see. Time will tell. But you know, if you're going to judge a Patrick Bet-David business decision, appreciate that he's worth, hold on. You guys have no idea how much he's worth. Not that that's a measure of anything other than maybe having good business judgments. Patrick Bet, it's something ridiculous. Net like $1 billion, $850 million, I think. $450 million, it says. He's got a net worth of, what's this here? $350 million, $450 million. So trust that Patrick Bet-David might be able to make good business decisions. And if he realizes it's not a good business decision, he'll cut that as fast as Elon cut Don Lemon. All right, get your butts on over to Locals. We're done on Rumble, on YouTube. Rumble or Locals, we're done on YouTube. Bada bing, bada boom. Okay, let's make sure that we're still good here. Okay, we're good. The number's going up. We're good. All right. Bada bing, bada boom. All right, so for those who don't know of the drama, Don Lemon puts out a post yesterday It was actually, it started a little while back. We heard that there was allegedly some partnership between X and Don Lemon after he was let go from CNN. Don Lemon leaves CNN. Do you realize how much he got paid when he left? Lemon was fired from CNN last year after a 17-year run with the network. I think he got paid to leave. And let me see this here. Yeah, that's right. Here we go. He got paid $24.5 million in the separation from CNN, if anybody didn't know that. So he left CNN. People can, pontificate as to why Don Lemon paid $24.5 million in separation from CNN report. This is from February 27. The network reportedly agreed to back pay the former CNN anchor following his April 2023 ousting. All right. So that's the broader context. Then we hear wind of the fact that there's going to be some sort of partnership between Don Lemon and X, much like Tucker Carlson is on X. Some of us wonder exactly what the nature of the relationship is between Tucker Carlson and X, that they might have partnered together because Tucker's still being paid by Fox. So technically, I don't know that he can make money from other sources while he's under contract, but he can certainly still speak. So nobody knows what the nature of that relationship is. It's none of our business, and that's it. Alleged partnership between Don Lemon and X that was cut short. And you got to hear what the person says in order to assess whether or not you believe. Let me get to Don Lemon's statement. That's the interview. Oh, Brett Magabre. Here we go. So don't get into the, don't anybody attack the source. It doesn't matter who posted the information. This is from Mario Nafal, but this is the statement. First, his show was canceled on CNN. Now, apparently, X has canceled their partnership. Do you know what I haven't seen evidence of? The partnership. Doesn't matter. I want to know what Don Lemon has to say. The Don Lemon Show, a nice letterhead there. This is the greatest advertising for a show that no one would have ever watched in the first place. Although I still don't think anyone's going to watch it. I'm not going to watch it. I've got all the information I need out of this. I might watch it. We'll see. I'll get the clips. I'll watch it. Elon Musk has canceled the partnership I had with X, which they announced as part of their public commitment to amplifying more diverse voices on their platform. Like, does Don Lemon really think he's bringing any new additional diversity of thought to Twitter? What a narcissistic thing to think. As if Twitter is lacking legacy media blue checkmark perspectives. As if there's not Rachel Maddow, raging psycho Keith Olbermann, CNN, MSNBC, Inside with Jen Psaki on Twitter. Oh, yeah, no. Don Lemon's going to bring the diversity of thought and political intellect to Twitter. Okay, fine. He informed me of his decision hours after an interview I conducted with him on Friday. Bells are going off. That interview will remain the premiere episode of the Don Lemon Show on March 18th. Oh, of course. Elon publicly encouraged me to join X with a new show, saying I would have his, quote, full support. You do. You have his platform. And that his, quote, digital town square is all for it. It is. You can still exist on Twitter, Don. He and his team pursued the deal in numerous conversations and made significant commitments about the support X would provide for the show. Show it. What did he promise you? What support did he promise to provide for the show? A platform that wouldn't cut you out? Did he promise you money? I made the decision to work with them in a unique partnership. We still haven't seen one shred of evidence as to what that partnership was that I believe would ultimately assure that my work would be available to the most people. Is anyone kicking you off the platform? In the largest possible venue. You still got it, dude. I took Elon and his management team's word that they, for the first time, were interested in working directly with a new and diverse voices. Don Lemon thinks he is a new and diverse voice. I mean, wait until you see the clip of the interview that's been released. Not new, not diverse. And I mean, it's what's diverse that he's, I can't even go there. There were no restrictions on the interview that he willingly agreed to. Doesn't mean there are no consequences to being an asshole. We'll get there. And my questions were respectful and wide-ranging, covering everything from SpaceX to the presidential election. We had a good conversation. Dude, I can see it's patently obvious that wasn't the case from the 2.5-minute clip he put up, but clearly he felt differently. Now, he committed to a global town square where all questions can be asked and all ideas can be shared. Seems not to include questions of him from people like me. Like me. I mean, I'm really trying to, a black man, a gay man, a legacy media hack? Yeah, I think the last one. Just have to sit down with scum of the earth, disingenuous, dishonest, former legacy media activist hacks. with the questions from the likes of me. If you have decent questions that are not gotchas, that are not taking a steaming poop on your living room carpet, your nice white new fluffy carpet, I'm sure he would sit down and talk with him. He sat down and talked with the BBC, destroyed them, sat down and talked. You know, Elon, his problem is not lack of talking. Our conversation will be available on YouTube, wherever you listen to podcasts, and X. Big, I don't even know what these stupid eyes are supposed to mean. This will be the first of many episodes of the Don Lemon Show. Godspeed. If you add value, Don, you should be fine. While Elon goes back on his word, dude, childish, I will be doubling down on my commitment to free speech, and I cannot wait to get started. Don Lemon is free speech. I mean, you know, I just put two and two together here, by the way. He will double down. He will be doubling down on his commitment to free speech, and he cannot wait to get started. Let's go see what Don Lemon has to say about free speech, people. I mean, he's now a free speech proponent. Link to tweet. Don Lemon is about free speech, and it's utterly contradicted by the one clip that he's shared thus far. Listen to this here. Hold on. Elon Musk canceled me. Elon Musk. There we go. Listen to this. This is from Ian Miles Chong. But that's right, because he went on CNN and did an interview on the network that fired him and paid him $25 million. Oh, listen to this. First of all, Elon looks supremely bored. If you're ever, it's going to make a dirty joke, but if you're ever in an interview and that's the gaze of your interviewee, pick up the pace or pack it up, dude.
Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform? That you wouldn't have to answer these questions from reporters about the Great Replacement Theory as it relates to
Democrats?
I don't
have to answer these questions.
The Great Replacement Theory as it relates to Jewish people. Do you think that?
Do you think that? Hey, Gish Galosh or Gish Gallop, whatever you want to call it. Throw a bunch of shit in a loaded question and don't even wait for an answer. By the way, it really looks like Father Time has sucked the life out of Don Lemon. I mean, I guess he's been through a lot and the stress ends up showing.
I don't have...
He looks like the life has been... His soul has been sucked out.
Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform?
He's going to double down on free speech. Do you believe that you have an obligation to moderate hate speech on the platform? Okay, I'm just going to keep the fingers up for elements of the question. Because it's like people have to understand this. This is how you get overloaded. And if you don't know it's happening in real time, you can't refute it and rebut it in real time. So elements of the question.
Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform?
Moderate hate speech on the platform.
That you wouldn't have to answer these questions from reporters about...
That you wouldn't have to answer these questions from reporters.
About the Great Replacement Theory.
Great Replacement Theory.
As it relates
I
to
don't
Democrats.
Have to answer these questions.
The Great Replacement Theory the great replacement as it relates theory. To Jewish people.
Jewish
Do you
people?
Think that...
I don't have to answer questions from reporters. Don, the only reason I'm doing this interview is because you're on the X platform and you asked for it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would not do this interview.
So you don't think, do you think that you wouldn't get in trouble or you wouldn't be criticized for these?
Get in trouble? I thought Don Lemon doubling down on free speech, he's now become the internet Karen.
Things I'm criticized constantly. I could care less.
Then look at this. Then he goes running
ways,
back.
Right? I have two,
he goes running back to his legacy media overlords. I mean this is a marketing tool. Maybe it's working because people are talking about it, but I don't think it's going to work because he's just burnt the biggest bridge on the internet, and he looks like an absolute buffoon running groveling back to CNN to have them put on blast his shameless, embarrassing question to Elon Musk. I'd like to see the rest of this interview.
Illuminating in so many ways. All right,
there's Aaron Burnett. There's Aaron Burnett, who was like all but touching Zelensky in her interview. Although I think she was touching him with her soul. What music do you like to listen to, Zelensky?
Two things I want to ask you about that, Don. First, the Great Replacement Theory.
Right. First of all, it's not a theory, and it's not a conspiracy, and it's not racist. You idiots. It's happening in Canada. If you double the population of a country within 80 years, you are replacing through dilution. It's not racial replacement. It's not religious replacement. It's political replacement. So you idiots, Aaron Burnett, it's not a theory. It's not a conspiracy. It's policy. It's political policy. You don't need to convince people to vote for you when you can import in the next generation to vote. And in the meantime, impact, at least in America, congressional seats. It's not a theory. It's reality, and it's not racist or even based in any race, religion, or creed. It's politics.
as you bring it up, you know, he has tweeted a tweet he shared, increasing illegals boost Dem voting power, causing them to recruit more.
Is that a theory? Is that anything but a fact?
If Dems win President, House, and Senate, they'll grant citizenship to all illegals and America will become a permanent one-party deep socialist state.
Is that a conspiracy or is that a political strategy? Fast track to citizenship. Eliminate voter ID requirements for laws for voting. Eliminate, you know, these Democrats have such respect for minorities and immigrants, they think they can't obtain federal IDs. But meanwhile, show us your papers if you want to get a coffee for your jibby jab.
Right. He has gone there directly. How much does he stand by these ideas?
Well, he didn't quite see.
There's a noise in the background there. It sounds like a reversing truck. I thought it was coming from my house. It was, All right. So let's hear what the answer is.
To understand that he did originally, he did that with Jewish people, sort of a great
stand by these ideas.
Well, he didn't quite seem to understand that he did originally. He did that with Jewish people.
Oh, really?
Sort of a great replacement theory.
Really?
That he did with Jewish people.
When?
And he got in trouble and he had to go to Auschwitz and answer questions and apologize.
Is that what happened? Holy crap, Don. Thank you for standing up for my people. I didn't realize that he had done such a thing. I guess I should now take your word for it because you've proven to be so accurate and on point with everything else you say. He went to Auschwitz to do an apology tour, or did it have to do something else? I'm going to double check before I make a potentially wrong statement.
And go with Ben Shapiro. But he doesn't understand that sort of rhetoric that he talks about, the great replacement theory and migrant invasion. That's what radicalized shooters use in their manifestos, those exact words. The people who go and shoot up people, whether they be Latino people who live in Texas or Black people who are in a supermarket in Buffalo or Jewish people who are worshiping, those people use the same rhetoric, that they are tropes, that they're either racist for Latinos or Black people or for Jewish people. And I wanted to know if he felt any responsibility as someone who has one of the largest social media and information platforms in the world.
A quarter billion people.
I think it's 455 or 500 million users a week.
They take these three examples and these manifestos when they want to. They ignore them when they don't want to pay attention to them. The Steve Scalise shooter, you want to blame Rachel Maddow, MSNBC. Who was the other one? The transgender student, you want to blame... You want to blame the media there? It's such a disgusting exploitation of the victims to then weaponize them for your political profit, maliciously and disingenuously so. And it's an amazing thing. Crazy people do crazy things. It doesn't mean that some things are not true. It doesn't mean that everything a crazy person said is wrong. It just means that they're crazy and did some terrible, terrible things. The idea that there was a great replacement that he promoted a great replacement of Jews, I must have missed that. But the great replacement now, you can't talk about it because it's an amazing thing. It's almost like very convenient to have, whether or not MKUltra type intervention, Fed boy intervention is involved. It's very convenient to have these atrocities because it precludes discussion about meaningful political issues. Amazing how that works. Amazing how people get skeptical every time a tragedy is exploited and weaponized for political profit.
And it doesn't seem that he feels that he has any responsibility with that because he seemed really averse to facts, that facts did not matter to him.
He seemed averse to facts. Don Lemon is going to get his, he's going to get destroyed when this goes public.
It didn't matter that he retweeted things that were offensive to people.
It didn't matter that he retweeted things that were offensive to people. He's a free speech. He's doubling down on free speech. But don't retweet things that are offensive to people. This guy's
whole idea of what I was asking him about, was it offensive? And did he feel that his platform should have better moderation?
Doubling down on free speech, people. But don't retweet offensive stuff because that might hurt the fifis. Just read in the chat. Here's a link to that tweet. He had this entire interview planned before the Elon interview. I believe he's averse to facts. Don's opinions are facts, is not your cheese. I'm convinced he didn't have anything of a meaningful partnership with X. I mean, if he did, he would be suing and not bitching. So yeah, here's a partnership. We'll help you. We'll promote your stuff. Maybe I don't know like what they can do. We'll work in partnership. Partnership has a legal term. You know, the respective partners are contributing towards a mutual goal. It's a very loose colloquial term. But what was Elon going to provide? Yeah, I'll give you some support. I'll give you some promotion. You know, I'll put you up there. I'll cross advertise you with Tucker Carlson, and then you come and you interview me and you pull this CNN bullshit. This is why no one watches CNN. Why the hell would they watch Don Lemon doing this on his own when no one was watching Don Lemon do it on CNN? Oh, he's averse to facts. Piss off with your facts. Your facts, in fact, were lies, Don Lemon. CNN's facts were lies. The Russiagate hoax, Nicholas Sandman hoax, Kyle Rittenhouse hoax. Your facts are lies. And this guy's got the balls to come and ambush Elon Musk with Gish Gallop throwing sloppy spaghetti against the wall. Oh, don't you? You have to moderate hate speech and the Great Replacement, which is anti-Semitic and racist. And don't you need better moderators? And I'm sorry. Is that a question, or did I come here for you to lecture me, Don? I let you into my house so you can lecture me, ambush me with legacy media tactic bullshits, run back to your overlords at CNN and beg for your job back. But you got 25 million, so that should last you a little while. There was something else involved in this story, actually. Hold on a second. The lemon dropped. I love it because the lemon drop was allegedly what that bartender offered Don Lemon at a bar up in that fancy place of New York, not Nantucket, wherever. And then that's allegedly when Don Lemon put his hand between his legs and then stuck his fingers up the guy's nose and says, "Do you like P or V?" But Sorry, there's two more things here. No, that's not the right one. Then we have this. Then we have Don Lemon's explanation. He's loving it. He's gonna milk this for all of the publicity he can get from it. He thinks he's right. I mean, he has to think he's right.
Hi, everyone. Elon Musk is mad at me.
No, he's not. Elon Musk probably could not care less about you. You just wasted 4 hours of his day, and he's got, I don't know, other ships to fly type thing. Oh, he's mad at me. He probably forgot about you, but was angry that you wasted 4 hours of his day.
Put out a statement about what happened between him,
yep,
me, and the interview that he is apparently so upset about. But make no mistake about this. This is going to be...
Make no mistake about this. Make no mistake means you're about to get lied to.
Be my first episode of the Don Lemon Show this coming Monday, March 18th. So make sure you tune in. This has not changed.
Someone's got to tell Don Lemon also, nobody likes the upward angle of these selfies. No one wants to see up your nostrils when you're talking. Keep it level and at best keep it pointing down. This looks like you're looking down at me, Don Lemon. Nobody likes that. People would rather be looking, not to say looking down on you, but rather like you are looking up to them. Just a word of what I've learned over the years.
It's anything about the show, except for my relationship, this coming Monday, March 18th. So make sure you tune in. This does not change anything about the show, except for my relationship with Elon and X. And there's a whole lot that went down, and I'm going to tell you about in the coming days.
Yeah, please. But sitting in front of a church, by the way, I'm not sure if that's by accident, but... It's convenient exploitation.
No, though, that many of you were not happy that I was doing this in the first place, and you told me so. I just want you to know that I did this deal because not only do I believe in free speech,
I did this deal because I believe in free speech with your Starbucks cup. God, Starbucks coffee is disgusting. He did it because he believes in free speech. But
I believed that this was the best possible chance for the work that I'm doing to reach the largest amount of people. So speaking of...
Am I projecting or does he have dead eyes now? Like he has lost the spark of life, the spark of authenticity.
Free speech.
And when it's gone, I don't know if it can be reignited, but you tell me, like, am I projecting or is it the case? And I want everyone to tell me, if I ever have that dead look, like I don't like what I'm doing in my eyes, I want you to tell me. I'll go back to going fishing. I'll still be doing that, but that death, dead in the eyes, spiritual deadness.
That's right. I thought the first person interview, no brainer, Elon Musk, the man who calls himself a free speech absolutist.
He had the strategy. The first person interview, Elon Musk, as if he's doing Elon Musk the favor here and not vice versa. Oh my goodness.
I asked him to do it. He willingly agreed to the interview. Throughout our conversation,
middle finger
pointing, I kept reiterating
out
to him that although it was tense at times, I thought it was good for people to see and hear our exchange and that they would...
The middle finger is not something you want to be flailing around at your viewers, Don.
Learn from our conversation. Learn more about him. Learn more about me. But apparently, free speech absolutism doesn't apply when it comes to questions about him from people like me. What did we talk about? Why is he so upset? Does he even have a reason to be upset?
You wasted 4 hours of the busiest man on Earth's time. That's enough to make anybody upset.
Make sure you watch it on Monday on YouTube and everywhere you listen to podcasts. And you can decide for yourself. You can even watch it on X because I'm still going to post it there. And I'm sure others will as well.
He's still going to post it on X. He's a free speech absolutist. He wouldn't want to shut off the biggest market that he would ever have access to. Sorry, I just read a chat. So that was his explanation. No more convincing than anything else. And then we got Kananoka the Great. Kanakoa the Great. Hold on. Has a few of the questions here. Don Lemon questions Elon Musk about meeting Trump. Did he ask you for money? Confession through projection. Musk, I was at breakfast at a friend's place and Donald Trump came by. That's it. Lemon, are you going to loan him money to help pay his legal bills? Confession through projection, if I had to say. Musk, I'm not paying his legal bills in any way, shape, or form. Lemon, did he ask you for a donation? Musk, no. Lemon, are you leaning towards anyone? Musk, no. Lemon, you're not leaning towards anyone because you've been Musk. I'm leaning away from Biden. Lol. I can't wait. Oh, here.
Trump came by. That's it.
You recently met with Donald Trump in Florida. What did you guys talk about?
I was at a breakfast at a friend's place and Donald Trump came by. That's it.
What'd you discuss?
He did most of the talking.
Did he ask you for money?
He didn't.
Are you going to loan him money to help pay his legal bills?
They want to see if the lawfare tactic is actually impacting Trump. Can you imagine? Do you think why am I pissed with you, Don? Because you ask stupid questions. But you think Trump needs to go to Elon for money? I mean, maybe he does because, you know, that stupid nipple judge Engoron out of New York attempted to forbid him from getting loans from banks in New York. Trump doesn't need to go begging other billionaires for money. He had banks that were ready, willing, and happy to lend him money. These people, is it working? Is the lawfare working?
He's not paying his legal bills in any way, shape, or form.
Did he ask you for a donation?
No.
Are you leaning towards anyone?
No.
You're not leaning towards anyone. Because you've been
very... I'm leaning away from Biden.
You're leaning away.
That's a good laugh, actually. That's a damn good laugh. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That is it. Now, that's it for Don Lemon, I think. Let me go back to my thing here. Yeah, we're done with Don Lemon. All right. There's glitching abound. I'd sooner watch Starship launch. That's a wow. Yeah, the video coming out today is amazing. Using public money to drain people of their own money says, well done, son. Yep, it's called communism. It's called kangaroo courts lawfare. What a cuck, says Vel. Don's begging for money sitting on the milk crate within a year. Now he's got 25 million bucks. So long as he doesn't piss that away, he'll be set for a little while. All right, we got some super Rumble France present the view counter. I don't care about the view counter. I just want to make sure things are working. Here they are. TX47 says, why no sound after a few seconds in every video on Rumble? Ask someone to Rumble, please, because obviously I can't hear an answer. It was the same thing on YouTube. And I don't know if it's internet at large, StreamYard in particular, or whatever. But it seems to be fine now. I've been listening. It sounds fine. The socialist utopia exists always and only in the future, says Boya. Mighty Megatron says, it's the Kalergy plan. Kalergy plan. Hold on a second. I know what that means. Let me just Google it. Kalergy plan. Oh, the replacement. A debunked. Oh, here we go. Look at this, people. It's been debunked. Hold on. We'll come back to that. Tell me what's been debunked, Wikipedia. The Kalergy plan, sometimes called the Kudenhoed Kalergy conspiracy, is a debunked far-right anti-Semitic. Oh, shit. I'm one of them self-hating ones then, aren't I? White genocide conspiracy theory. The theory claims that Austrian Japanese politicians, Richard von Kalergy, created the Pan-European Union, concocted a plot to mix white Europeans with other races via immigration. The conspiracy theory is most often associated with European groups and parties, but it also has spread to North American politics. Well, I don't call it the Kalergy plan. because that would be an oversimplified version. Canada to double population. I would just call it let me see here. I got to go double. Record high population growth. 97% of the population growth in Canada is from immigration. Canada grew by a record 1 million people, driven almost entirely by a surge in immigrants and temporary residents. There was an article. Here we go. This is it. Globe and Mail. Canada on track for 100 million population, but public support can't be taken for granted. It's not a replacement theory, people. They just want to double the population through immigration within, that was by the year 2100. I don't call it the Kalergi plan because I don't think it's specific to Browning or mixing races. It's just political. It is political replacement. And suck on a lemon if you think that that's anti-Semitic, racist, or conspiracy theory, because you're an idiot if you actually are just ignoring what they're telling you in real time. I actually have to show you that article. Public support can't be relied on because people don't want to be politically replaced in their own countries. Let me just go to an archive link and see if we can read this. 7 months ago, Canada on track for 100 million population, but public support can't be taken for granted. Century Initiative CEO. The chief executive of the Century Initiative says Canada has reached the point of no return when it comes to welcoming more immigrants. Oh, sorry. We're agreeing on the fact. We're just not agreeing on the interpretation. So record immigration, but it's not a replacement. It's just shut up and take it. As its modeling shows, Canada is on track to more than double its population by at least 100 million by the turn of the century. What could possibly go wrong? But Lisa Lalonde warned that existing high levels of public support, bullshit, they're not existing high levels, but thanks for telling me what you want the public to believe, that they cannot be taken for granted. If public opinion shifts on immigration, policy will shift, and ultimately that will be detrimental to the future of the country. The Century Initiative, a not-for-profit lobby group, wants to see Canada's population grow from 40 million to 100 million by 2100. It'll be good for the economy. Can you believe this? It's a conspiracy theory, by the way, the replacement. They just want to double you out of existence, politically, culturally, nationally. But don't be a bigot. Shut up and don't change your opinion on it either, because they've told you how to think. If anybody needed to see that link to article. Boom. All right, let's get to the other. Let me just see here. So, there were more. There were more Rumble rants before we get into the last subject of the day. Before we go over to Finboy Slick says, "Re Cuomo, you shouldn't attribute to malice what is attributable to stupidity. So Cuomo must be pretty darn stupid." And then we got King of Biltong. Good morning from Anton's Meat and Eat. Free shipping on your Biltong using code Viva on www.biltongusa.com and www.antonusa.com. Biltong, high protein snacks for hardworking people. I've been eating it's flipping delicious. There we go. Okay, boom. My people should have contacted your people, Anton, but I'll make sure that they do. Okay, people, the TikTok bill. Everyone's asking, what do you think, Viva? I don't consider myself to be a constitutional scholar. I don't even consider myself to be a great legal mind. I just have half a functioning brain. I know what questions should be asked in appropriate context. I know when I don't know something, and I know where to go for the answer when I don't know something that I know that I don't know that I should know in order to have an opinion on something. So maybe that is what makes someone a great legal mind. I'm not saying that at all, by the way. And no tongue in cheek, whatever. The TikTok bill is seeking to basically force the divestiture or the sale or U.S. interest appropriation of TikTok, whatever the parent company is, because they've deemed it to be a national security threat that is potentially spying on, gathering data, et cetera, et cetera. Here, this is the bill right here. We're not going to go through the whole thing, but we're going to go through two interesting parts. Is this it? Yeah, here we go. All right. So this is the House resolution. Let me just scroll to the bottom, make sure I got the right one. March 8th, 2024. Okay, good. The TikTok bill, they always tell you what it is in the top. Suspend the rules and pass the bill HR with an amendment, yada, yada. To protect the national security of the United States from the threat posed by foreign adversary-controlled applications, such as, they can't make it a specific attacking one company. They got to have a, a justified legislative policy that's not basically a bill of attainder. Like, you're not going after one individual or one company. It's broader protection. Such as TikTok in any successor application or service and any other application or service developed by the ByteDance Limited or an entity under the control of ByteDance Limited. Actually, it seems pretty damn specific. So you read this, okay. National security. To protect the national security from the threat posed by foreign adversary-controlled applications. What does that mean? We have an example here in TikTok, but we don't have a definition for what it means. All right, let me go here. To protect the national security, yada, yada, yada. Okay. And then we're going to go and just, I want to show this here. This act may be said as, in general, prohibition of foreign adversary-controlled applications. It shall be unlawful for an entity to distribute, maintain, or update. So they're going to go after app stores. Can't update, can't offer the app on the app store anymore. It won't get updated. If you have it on your phone, it'll become defunct. Once the, you know, it gets updated often, you won't be able to use it. Therefore, we'll weed it out. A foreign adversary controlled application, here we're seeing it again, but we don't have a definition yet, by carrying out within the land or maritime borders of the United States any of the following: providing services, providing internet hosting, and so on and so forth. So they're going after TikTok. They want TikTok out. And then the question is this. Are there not existing laws to deal with this? They're going after TikTok now on the basis of, hold on, I got to get this out of here. On the basis of national security threat. It's the easiest catch-all. Well, I can't seem to get this out of here. They're going after it on the national security threat. It's the easiest catch-all. Are there not existing laws that already pertain to this that could regulate whatever problem there is? I'm not a constitutional legal expert. I'm not licensed to practice in the United States of America. I'm no longer licensed to practice in Quebec. If I never see the inside of a courtroom as a lawyer again, it'll be too soon. But I ask the question, are there not existing laws to deal with this concern if the concern is national security threat, espionage? I remember this thing called the Espionage Act of 1917. And I don't know, maybe there's a good answer for why this would not, could not, and does not apply. They went after Julian Assange for it. On the basis of the Espionage Act, they sure as sugar could go after a Chinese company if it is in fact spying on American citizens, harvesting data illegally, and committing espionage against the American people or interests. Seems that that would be enough. Espionage Act is the United States law, 1915, shortly after the... it has been amended numerous times. It was intended to prohibit interference with military operations or recruitment, to prevent insubordination in the military, and to prevent the support of the United States enemies during wartime. In 1919, the Supreme Court of the United States unanimously ruled through Schenck versus United States that the act did not violate the freedom of speech of those convicted under the provisions. Among those charged, and just go all the way to the bottom here, you got whistleblower Chelsea Manning and WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. So something tells me if they can use it to go after an Australian citizen who never stepped foot on American soil and allegedly shared secret information or spied on or conspired to spy on or committed espionage, if they can use it to go after Julian Assange, they could probably use it to go after TikTok if they so needed on the basis of national security threat. All right. But big point. We haven't gotten there yet. What's the word? What's the word of the day, people? Foreign adversary controlled application. What does that mean? Let's go down to the definitions. It's an important one. Here we go. Definitions. This is page 7. Controlled by a foreign adversary. The term, quote, controlled by a foreign adversary, end quote, means with respect to a covered company or other entity, that such company or other entity is a foreign person that is domiciled in, is headquartered in, has its principal place of business in, or is organized under the laws of a foreign adversary country. I'm going to have to make sure, see if we've defined foreign adversary country. I don't think that we have. I'll double check. An entity with respect to which a foreign person or combination of foreign persons described in paragraph A directly or indirectly own at least 20% stake. Okay. And this is the one where my flags are going up. C. A person subject to the direction or control of a foreign person or entity described in subparagraph A. So it can be directly or indirectly ownership, or someone who is subject to the direction or control of a foreign person or entity. Hold on a second. I want to see if I can find this. Here we go. Foreign adversary country. The term foreign adversary country means a country specified in subsection in section 48.7 of Title 10 USC. We're going to see what that is right now. Acquisition of sensitive materials. Is this it? In general, except as provided. Do we even see the word here, foreign? Okay. Do I want to see what, how long does this go on for? Definitions. Tungsten. I need tungsten to live. Tungsten, covered nation. Democratic People's Republic of North Korea. People's Republic of China. Oh, looky, looky. The Russian Federation. Gosh, this is why I sometimes, maybe I'm smarter than I give myself credit for. The Russian Federation and the Islamic Republic of Iran. Now, I presume this can get amended as often as need be to throw in other countries. Yeah, see, amended, I think that's what it means. Amended December 2022. Let me see what this is. Oh, I'm not going to be able to do that. I don't know when they added Russia. But it can be amended to add whichever country you want. Okay, now that we know that foreign adversary countries includes, you know, whoever they specify in this law, they can amend it, add, take out, if they ever become friendly with Russia again. Now let's go back to the law for 1 second, because it's actually glorious to be able to see this and do this in real time. Let's go back to that provision. Under the control of, subparagraph C, a person subject to the direction or control of a foreign person or entity described in subparagraph A, which we now know to include the Russian Federation. I ask it tongue in cheek, and people are going to say, Viva, don't give them any ideas, as if they need me to give them any demonic ideas. They've been calling Trump a Russian asset, a Putin mouthpiece. They've been calling Tucker Carlson a Russian asset, a Putin mouthpiece. They've been calling, to some extent, Elon Musk a Russian asset, a Putin mouthpiece. Sometimes. I mean, it depends on the day. If they are hypothetically going to come out and say, oh, well, look, we believe that Trump is a Russian asset or taking direction from Putin, can they use it conceivably at some point in time to go after Truth Social? I asked the question out loud. I thought it through a little bit, but not thoroughly enough to have provided an opinion on it, nor would I if I even could. It's not like the Democrats would abuse of a potential ambiguity in a law to go after their political rivals, right? It's not like they've gone after Trump in New York for total bullshit about overvaluing his assets and trying to get banks not to be able to do business with him anymore. It's not like they went after Trump for total bullshit in the Alvin Bragg indictment about the hush money payments. A 39-charge indictment, because that one payment every month was four felony indictments. It's not like they went after Trump on totally bogus RICO charges out of Georgia. They've never weaponized opaque or even absolutely inapplicable laws to do it. Surely they would not argue at some point, Trump is a Putin Russian asset under the direction of Russia Putin, who's one of the foreign nations there. And so therefore Truth Social falls under the ambit of the TikTok ban. No, they'd never do that. Maybe. I'll go to the chat and see if everyone's seeing how smart I am. Another one. Let's just say hypothetically, one day Canada gets taken over by China if it hasn't already happened. And the government adds, for whatever the reason, Canada to the list. All right. Do they get to go after Rumble now? Hey, Rumble is part Canadian subsidiary, Canadian company. Chris Pavlovsky's a Canadian. He's directing Rumble. Amazing how that works. Maybe, just like the way the Canada added Proud Boys to the terrorist list. Maybe America, when it's convenient to do so, says, "Yeah, we got a temporary problem with Canada. Sanctions. Let's put them on the list. Let's shut down Rumble. Let's use the TikTok ban to go after Rumble." What could possibly go wrong? That, and by the way, it seems to this uneducated buffoon of a Canadian Canuck, that's redundant, to this Canuck, you already have the existing legislative tools to do this. So that's my thoughts on it. China wouldn't want Canada. Canada's too communist. I don't know, man. We can teach him. We can train him for wintertime combat. That came from Desert Rider 1234. So that's it. What do I think of the? I think, until proof to the contrary, it's an absolute patent government power grab. There's no question about it. I don't know what laws don't exist already to do exactly that which they think they need to be done in order to protect national security from foreign. What do they call them? Whatever foreign ruled applications. So I don't know what additional powers it's not granting that are powers that you want the government to have. And it is only a matter of time before it is weaponized to go after politically disfavored free speech platforms like Rumble and Twitter. And more importantly, and this is what also people don't seem to understand, like, oh, well, they're only going after TikTok because it's foreign owned. The premise for this law is not that it's foreign owned. It's that it's a national security threat. And the underlying premise or the underlying evidence to justify the conclusion that it's a national security threat is that they're foreign owned. Well, it's only a matter of time before they say, well, it's a national security threat, but it's not foreign owned. It's a national security threat because they're leaving up sensitive documents, information, whatever that we want them to take down. People have to understand this. The premise was not that it was a foreign controlled application. It's that it's a national security threat. And then they pretextually say, okay, well, it's a national security threat. And so the basis to argue for why it's a national security threat is that it's owned by a foreign adversarial government. Okay, well, they can make an argument some other day, tomorrow. It's a national security threat for a totally different reason. Pass another bill like this and shut down Twitter. Shut down Rumble. Oh, what's that? Rumble won't take down RT News? National security threat. Shut it down. It's bullshit. It's about controlling the internet. They're doing it in Canada. They want to do it here. I said on Twitter, it's the Alex Jones of the legislation world. Take a demonized, vilified, and maybe even, you know, maybe people think they're right to hate it. Maybe people do hate it. Maybe people don't understand it. Take an entity, an application that has been demonized for the last however long, whether or not you think it's justified or not, and ban that. And then it's like, okay, well, I don't care. I don't like TikTok. It is indoctrinating our kids. It is a mind virus. Ban them. You think they stop at TikTok? No. In as much as they didn't stop at Alex Jones, take a politically disfavored target to pass through power grab conduct, and then just apply it mutatis mutandis along, to other people as it goes along. And the bottom line also, I do think TikTok is bad. I do think TikTok is amplifying a social degradation of Western culture. I do think that. Doesn't mean I think that it should be banned. I don't need the freaking government acting like parents. Certainly not over my children. So two things can be true at once. TikTok is a bad app. I believe it is designed to sow social discord. I believe there might even be some bad actors involved in it. I just also happen to think the bad actors might not be only Chinese interests. But banning the app is not necessarily the way to do it, and it's not even necessarily going to resolve the desired end result. And that's all I have to say on that. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to own a firearm in Canada. It's not very expensive to get your certification. There's a lot of different firearms available for hunting or sports shooting, says Cujo Bad Dog. It's a two-day course. It's a background check. You have to pass an exam, and you're absolutely not allowed to say that you want to own a hunting rifle for self-protection, home defense. You're not allowed. So, yeah. Okay. Now what we got to do is we got to go. Oh, yes. Okay, here, hold on. I'm going to bring this one up. Let me bring this one up. It's the Patriot Act again. Yeah, I was not politically conscious at that time. Morse Apple says the Patriot Act was never used against any U.S. citizens. Okay, that's sarcasm. I was like, that's not true. I'm like, I may be dumb, but I wasn't born yesterday. All right, what we're going to do now, by the way, we're going to have our after party at vivabarneslaw.locals.com. And I'm saving a specific story, not because I'm going to say anything that I wouldn't say on the aggregate interwebs, link to Locals. And there's no I called this. It's a tragedy of a story from beginning to end. The only question is, who is responsible for the tragedy? Nex Benedict, the kid who was allegedly beaten to death for being trans. And then very quickly, that narrative, although the media had run with it, activists had run with it, turned out to be very untenable. And then it turned out that the police call that the mother made to the police was saying that she was having difficulty breathing. And then I said at the time, the media is going to spin this. We're going to talk about this over at vivabarneslaw.locals.com. And again, not because I'm going to say anything that I wouldn't say publicly on the internet. Our Locals community is massive, and I assume everything is going to get snipped and clipped anyhow. But because we're going to have our Locals after party and go into our community. Mighty Pay, I'll get there in a second. So everybody, all that to say, I've got an event tonight. PragerU. It's my date night with my wife. So stay tuned for some good videos. I will get some Viva on the Street interviews. And it's going to be good. Took a shower, brushed my hair. Just shave a little bit here. So tonight, I got a good event going with the missus. Tomorrow, I will be live. Seems that I have a guest. I don't remember. What day is it tomorrow? I don't have a guest. But stay tuned. If you're not coming to vivabarneslaw.locals.com, I will see you on the interwebs definitely tonight and tomorrow. Link to Locals. Mel Gibson's back in the house. I don't understand how many accounts these accounts create. You can... I'm not going to read that. Okay, dude, I'm not going to... I just shot a couple of golf balls. Scared the crap out of the golfers. All right. okay, I'm... All right, that's it. Done. I was reading some of the chat. We are out on Rumble. Thank you all for being here. I will see you later tonight, tomorrow for sure. And Locals, I'm coming in 30 seconds. I'm just going to take this here. End live stream on Rumble. Peace out. VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com. And Sunday night's show, going to be a banger as always. Peace out, Rumble. Locals, we in the house. Hold on, where am I? Mighty Pear? Yes, she committed suicide. Okay, let's bring up the story. It's just an absolute. Here we go. This is let me do two things. Google. Drug. Hold on, I just want to get a tweet that I did that I know that I did. I'm not sure. I don't think I'll be able to get it. Oh, lordy, lordy. Okay, well, I'll pull up the article here. This is the article. LGBTQ teen. This is from ABC News. Nex Benedict died by suicide, medical examiner says. Set politics aside. It's an absolute tragedy. This is a young... She was a girl. I get confused which way this goes now. She's a young, confused girl that has had mental illness either infused into her spirit through the likes of TikTok and all these other social media platforms, either suffered from mental illness, mental issues, and instead of receiving treatment, diagnosis, could only receive affirmation, was led to believe that to do anything but affirm that mental illness would be to deny her existence, and ends up taking her own life after the incident. It's a freaking tragedy. I just, like, who do you blame? It's easy to, you know, it's easy to blame the parents. I don't think that's the fair target necessarily. I blame a shit ton of people. I blame media. I blame these activists that are out. Not everybody wants to talk about it. Mental illness is not a big deal. You know, it's Bell Canada phone in your mental illness day. It isn't a big deal. You should be able to talk about it. You should be able to help, get help with it. It should not be normalized to the point where attempts to treat mental illness are considered genocidal attempts to deny one's whatever. This is what happens when you go after, target, and manipulate children. Children are impressionable. Children are confused. And children are very, very vulnerable. And I call them groomers. They're not activists. The media is just as guilty of this as everybody else. You're not affirming anything. You're not helping anybody. You are encouraging this, and you are exacerbating the mental unwellness of children who have enough shit to go through to grow into their bodies, to grow into their brains. Now listen to this. Listen to how ABC describes it. Talk about amplifying and exacerbating the problem. But they get to claim to be virtue signalers on social media, and they'll get to depict me as the intolerant one. Evil has become virtue, and virtue has become evil. Oklahoma 16-year-old Nex Benedict died by suicide, according to an autopsy report summary released Wednesday by the state's officer. Full report will be released March 27. Benedict, a member of the 2S LGBTQ community, died one day after getting into a physical fight with several other students in Owascoha. Benedict was non-binary and went by they, them pronouns. Hey, you think it's virtuous to say, yeah, son, yeah, daughter. I'll refer to you as they, them, dehumanizing, objectifying pronouns. No, you're a tomboy. There's nothing wrong with that. You're a girl. You might be a gay boy. By the way, this entire movement is the most homophobic movement on earth. No, you're not a gay boy. That's wrong. You're a girl in a boy's body. You were born in the wrong body. They, them, grammatically incorrect, susceptible of confusion, like it's nobody's business. I'm sorry, were there more than one of them? Reducing a human to basically the pronouns of an object. It, they, zer. What is this? 2SLGBT2Q includes two spirit, an umbrella term used to describe a third gender in native. And what are you talking about, ABC? Sue Benedict, their mother. Their mother? Is she a mother of more than one person? Her mother is a registered member of the Choctaw Nation. Oh my goodness, they're pulling it all out here. Freedom Oklahoma, a political advocacy group that fights LGBTQ plus issues, said in a statement to ABC News that Benedict's death highlights attacks on the transgender and non-conforming community. It might highlight something else, by the way, if it turns out that as per that video recording, it was actually Nex that picked the fight with the other students in the bathroom. It might indicate that there are other underlying mental issues going on here. It might also, as some have hypothesized, I don't know who she allegedly started the fight with in the bathroom. It might highlight the fact that there's other mental issues going on here, that someone who's clearly uncomfortable with their body, confused, having that confusion affirmed by the likes of ABC News, who loves to broadcast the tragedy because it's good for clicks, confused starting fights. Listen to this. 2STGNC+. 2STGNC+ students are the ones at risk. They are under attack in their schools, and they are under a coordinated attack by extremist politicians who care more about sound bites than children's lives, said the groomers. What is this organization? So the organization statement read, Nex's death occurred during a nationwide effort to push 2SLGBTQ+ people out of public life and back into their closets, into the closets. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Anti-LGBTQ bullying and violence have been the center of conversation in the aftermath of Benedict's death. Oh, yeah. No, as Benedict's family called for action and answers concerning the bullying they say Nex faced in school. Who's the they here? Like, the parents are, control language and you control thought itself. The Benedicts know all too well the devastating effects of bullying families. The Benedicts know all too well the devastating effects of bullying and school violence and pray for meaningful change wherein bullying is taken seriously and no family has to deal with another preventable tragedy. The family said via their attorney in a statement to ABC. Oh, the Benedicts know about bullying all too well because they were getting bullied for having allegedly misgendered their own daughter who just took her own life. I have to make sure about that. I'm going to pull that up for a second. I want to make sure that that's right. Benedict family apologizes, misgendering. Here we go. Yeah, the parents, look at this. I'll bring this up for a second. Just got to make sure not to make a mistake. Silver. What the heck is this? Get out of here. Statement from Sue Benedict, the mother of Nex Benedict. We at this time are thankful for the ongoing support and did not expect the love from everyone. We are sorry for not using their name correctly. And as parents, we were still learning the correct forms. Please do not judge us as Nex was judged. The family's actually complaining about the bullying from the community that's complaining about the bullying. Let that sink in. Please do not bully us for our ignorance on the subject. Oh, yeah, no, they're very familiar with bullying. Where's it coming from? Sure as hell is not coming from the people who genuinely have no interest in how people feel sexually, gender-wise. Give us the respect that we need, the grief. Give us that respect, and we are sorry in our grief that we overlooked them. I lost my child. The headstone will have the correct name of their choice. The rest of monies will go to other children dealing with the right to be who they feel they are. In next Benedict's name, God bless. I mean, this is, can you imagine anything more horrendous than bullying the family for saying she instead of they for their own daughter? I'm preaching to the choir here, but whatever. The LGBTQ are at greater risk of poor mental health, bullying, and violence than, yeah, you know, hey, what's the best solution to that? No treatment, only affirmation, like Jordan Peterson says. Psychiatrist's role, psychologist's role now, no treatment, affirmation. You can't tell them it's a phase, they'll grow out of it. You got to encourage them to do irreparable damage and harm to their body. Oh, whatever. Local lawmakers have come under fire for anti-LGBTQ legislation and rhetoric following Benedict's death, with open calls for removals against Oklahoma State Superintendent of Public, Sir Wong, who has spoken out in favor of anti-LGBTQ policies. Yep, you're on the right path. It's unbelievable. It's. I can't even get an easy answer. I believe she was a girl. It's unbelievable. I can't even get it. What we know, a non-binary in a girl's bathroom. Anyhow, that's it. It's depressing. Like, what world are we living in? Parents had to apologize. Why exactly did we close mental hospitals, says in the Belfry? Well, we've talked about this with Barnes. I mean, the flip side is you can't be locking people up against their will. Like, people have to have the freedom to, you know, so long as they're not an immediate threat to themselves and others, people have to have the freedom to be, you know, it's not like those mental institutions were run particularly well either. The Al in Montreal is where freaking MK Ultra operated. So I'll just take this out of here. It drives me crazy. Why can't I just want a quick answer to that. Was it next Benedict? Can you believe this? I'm sorry. It's enough to actually get like really depressed. Present, share screen. This is this. This is from Sky News. Next Benedict, who used they, them pronouns and did not identify as male or female. Anybody who says to a kid that that's normal and sure and more power to you is engaging in child abuse. Period. Oh, you don't identify as male or female? Well, okay. Well, can you give birth to a baby? Conceivably? Oh, no, but parents, you don't want to upset your child. Gotta encourage it. No, Moy, that's so creative. How would you like us to call you today? Who's forgotten who the freaking adults in the room are? Victor Cardone, $5, says, Viva, any thoughts on what's up with Kate Middleton? I heard something very en passant. Kate Middleton, news. Kate Middleton, doctored photo. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to have to go look into that. I have no idea. Dred Roberts says, Viva, I believe the U.S. government still gives foreign aid to China. So they are not an adversary for that. Also, the government is still doing research in conjunction with the Chinese government and their military facilities, according to Rand Paul. I am not sure about most favored nation status for trade, but I suspect Congress does not care about any of that. I agree with you. I mean, we know Canada. Oh, sorry, I'm gonna stretch my back a little bit. Binboy Slick says, yeah, we're thankful for all of the love, but could you stop bullying us with it? Unbelievable. Mighty Pest says, I have a patient who just turned 18 years old and Boston Children's Hospital started him on female hormones without ever contacting me, informing me as his provider. They have their gender multi-specialty program, aka GEMS, destroying children and teens. They'll eventually come around like they're coming around in the UK, and it'll take some big lawsuits to make it happen. The rumor about Kate is that she has Crohn's disease. I mean, not to minimize Crohn's disease. Is that a big deal? Kate Middleton has been MIA since Christmas. The Kate thing. Okay, I'm going to go up here and see what's going on in the chat. doctored. Okay, so I think that is the grossest picture. That's Zelensky, Mitch McConnell, George Soros, and Joe Biden sniffing a beautiful Zelensky's hair. Stay away from that rabbit hole, says Cleric. Oh, huh. Indeed, look at how normal it was to send your kid to the psych ward for the rest, like in Girl Interrupted. I mean, you guys know that I used to do motions for confinement in the early years of my practice. You got to have a damn good reason to lock somebody up. And it's the biggest problem of addiction. It's the biggest problem of mental illness. You can't help people who don't want to help themselves. And the biggest issue is that, you know, the mentally ill don't know that they're mentally ill. And they don't know when they go into bouts often. So anyhow, it's tragic, but it's parent abuse. So yeah, I'm going to call you. Oh, you don't identify as either a boy or a girl. It doesn't matter. You were born with a vagina. You're a girl, and whatever else you're up to, that's fine. But let's not live in La La Land. Okay. And then what else do we got? Girl Interrupted, setting McLean Hospital. Creative, more like disturbing. Okay, lots of millennials have Crohn's. Watch the redacted story, Viva. Redacted on Kate Middleton? Hold on. Redacted. Kate Middleton? What's going on here? Princess Kate Middleton's photo should have quelled the rumors. Editing it has done exactly the opposite. All right. Well, hold on. Let's learn in real time together. It has to do with the doctored photo. I will definitely watch redacted on it afterwards. London. The image of a smiling Catherine, flanked by her three children, should have put a stop to the. Should have put a stop to the explosion of speculation over her health and whereabouts. Instead, it triggered a whole new controversy for Britain's royal family after multiple global news agencies recalled the image from circulation, citing manipulation concerns. The photograph was released. Oh, so apparently she's... It showed Kate surrounded by the kids. Okay, fine. Credit with the photo. Monday morning after the storm broke, Kate issued a personal apology, taking responsibility for the confusion she said she inadvertently caused. Hold on. Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating here can have a happy Mother's Day. When is Mother's Day? What's going on here? The family marks a celebration each year, but the touching photograph has also seen... So what's the idea? The idea is that she's not well or potentially not alive? What is this? Is this it? Like many photographers, that excuse is a load of shit. Is the idea that she's not alive anymore? Because that excuse now makes me very suspicious. But why wouldn't they say that she had died if she had died? Unless it's related to the jab. Is that where we're going with this? And no sarcasm and no attempts to minimize. I need the chat to help me. She hasn't been seen. Yeah, I was tested for Crohn's disease when I was 16. Crohn's, celiac, and then they just diagnosed me with IBS. But just watch the link I sent you, says Ursula G. Hold on, I'm going up, Ursula. Where's the link, Ursula? How did you send me the link? Hold on, is it in tipped? No. Megyn Kelly interviewed someone about Kate Middleton. Where's the link? I'll watch it. We'll watch it afterwards. Now, I do actually have to go get the kids because... I'm picking up a number of children today, and then we'll go fishing for an hour. But here we go. Rumble.com, shocking royal family secret exposed. Why are they hiding Kate Middleton? Okay, I'm going to watch this afterwards. I like Redacted. They're very good. Okay, so that's it, people. We've done good. Done good today. So I will post some updates to locals from the event tonight. Who's talking tonight? I see his avatar. He was on the channel. Oh, cripe. Doesn't matter. It's going to be fun tonight. So stay tuned for that. Let me see if I didn't miss anything in our locals. Everybody? They should have asked me to doctor that photo. It would still look edited, but at least the whole family would have great abs. Oh, that's Finboy Slick. Yes, I get it. Check your email. Oh, I will. Power Cleric, thank you. Read my comment above. It says Mighty Pay. Now I got to go find it, Mighty Pay. Yeah, Mother's Day in the UK is March 10th. Rumors are cancer, very ill, maybe coma, who knows? And but then why wouldn't they say it unless it was potentially induced by a politically unpopular thing. Okay, well, now I know. I'll watch Redacted, and then not that it's gossipy. I'm not sure that there's any legal import to this that I'll find more interesting than that, but I'll go have a look. All right, now I'm going to run. Everybody, thank you all for being here. I thank you all, as always. Do I have to trim my beard? We'll see. So stay tuned. And tomorrow, not my tipped on Mighty Pit. Oh, so hold on, Mighty Pit, it was this. Rumors are cancer. I should have not. I cut and pasted. Sorry, I should have done this. That's it. Have a great one day, everyone, says Neurodivergent. Have a great day, says Flint. Read my tipped. Okay, hold on. There's one more here. Let me get this here. Tipped. Mighty Pit. Megyn Kelly interviewed someone about her. Although I have a patient. No, I read this one, who just turned 18 years old in Boston, children without. They started him on female hormone blockers without ever contacting me, informing me as his provider. They have their gender multi-speciality program, GEMS, destroying kids. No, I got that one. And I got everything. I got all of them. Okay, so that's it. Good. Go. Enjoy the day. See you on the interwebs tonight. And I'll obviously see you tomorrow because I love what I do. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good day. Peace.